Welcome to episode 92 of the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. First today, we're going to take a look at the winners of the low perspective assignment, and then we'll get into what the next assignment is going to be on. I have to say before we get started that whether or not your photo was voted in the top three, the standard for this assignment, the start of the second year's batch, was absolutely astronomical. So each and every one of you that entered can be really proud of your achievements. Okay, so without further ado, as usual in reverse order, we'll go through the top three assignment winners. In third place, we have Geographic with Giraffe, which is image M4839. Remember that to view members' images by punching the number into the top page at martinbaileyphotography.com, you need to add a prefix M for member. So again, this image is M4839. Apparently this was shot through a gap in the fence, probably at a zoo or something, but that information's not there. But it was shot through a fence and about 5 centimetres, with the camera about 5 centimetres from the ground. The sun, as we can see, is behind the belly of the left giraffe. And the bright sky has thrown the animals into silhouette. With those long legs, long necks, and you know, the crooked framing and everything really just makes for a very effective shot. The colours are beautiful, with the warm oranges around the horizon gradually fading to a bluish purple at the top of the frame. The positioning of the giraffes is really just excellent. And for me, the thing that really adds so much to the shot is the fine detail of those tails, the giraffe's tails have the hairs sort of blowing in the breeze there. It just makes it an excellent shot. So well done indeed on third place to Geographic. In second place, the winner of the last year's grand prize is back with image M5269. This is HQS Bud, or Forest Tanaka's Standing Tall. Again, a very low perspective. People have really worked hard to stick to the theme for this assignment. It doesn't say in the image's comments, but it looks like Forest has also positioned the sun behind the animal here too, with the magnificent white horse standing proud in the middle of the frame. Again, great gradation in the sky and beautiful detail throughout the shot because of the amazing depth of field afforded by such a wide-angle lens. The tree and the additional horse, I think I can see just poking up above the hill, offer just a little bit more sort of additional information, another element or two for us to focus on as we move to the back of the shot, looking through the texture of the soil there. Nice work again, Forrest, and congratulations on second place. And in first place, for the second time in a row, congratulations to Edwin C. for another great image titled Crystal Drop, which is image M5140. Edwin once again has blasted us with vivid colour in this amazing shot of a stream of droplets falling from a tap or a faucet in a kitchen sink. I'm not sure how Edwin did, got this effect. The shocking blue that forms the backdrop for the droplets themselves running down, the bottom two-thirds of the image is really just amazing. But then there's the depth of field just set perfect for this, so that the droplets that are closer to the camera are just coming into focus, with the last one really sort of sharp as it could be. And I'm not sure what's happened here, how Edwin has got this effect of the droplets themselves. I thought maybe it was a strobe effect, using a flash and firing multiple times in quick succession, stopping each drop or each set of drops a few times each time it fired. But then I also thought maybe Edwin just spent some time, getting the amount of water flowing just right so that it separated into a constant stream of bead-like droplets. Either way, this is another truly excellent image. Hopefully Edwin will share the truth behind the image with us later. So congratulations to Edwin. Masterful work as usual. You know the form, but now I'll email you again with the details of how to get the details that you want for your print back to me for your prize. So thanks once again to all of those that entered and to all of you that took the time to vote. With such a high standard of entries, it was once again really difficult to decide how to vote. With the new voting system, we can select up to 3 places, which I think is better, but it seemed to make the process even longer for me. Not that I'm complaining, because it's a very close. Even between the 3 images, I had to choose sort of which order I was going to vote for them, and I think it made it much more fun. But it definitely wasn't any easier than it used to be with just a single vote. But again, just great fun going through them all and selecting my favourites. And I hope that you all had as much fun doing the same as I did. So anyway, thanks again for everybody that got involved at one level or another. So moving on, the next assignment theme is movement. With the exception of longer exposures, it's common for photographs to be capturing a small slice of time. In this slice of time, we usually see images that are static and without movement. Of course, we can give the impression of movement even in a very short shutter speed by capturing action that could not happen without the subject being in full swing in the middle of some kind of movement. But still, the movement itself is not always registered. Now, I'm not going to restrict this assignment to shots that contain motion blur of some sort. I'm thinking of any kind of image that just really shouts out movement at some level. So just by way of example, really, like I say, not restricting the way anybody shoots for this assignment in any way, but I've just chosen three images from my gallery that we can just take a look at as an example. The first is image number 1101 from last summer in Hokkaido. You might recall this image from episode 49, in which I spoke about this and a few very similar shots, some with more movement, in some detail. I'm not going to go into detail about it today, rather just skim over this and the next couple of shots. My intention is, with just this shot, just to show movement by using a slow enough shutter speed to capture some movement in the barley there in the foreground, as it seems to be sort of blowing towards us. And in the same way, those clouds seem to be coming in my sort of general direction, emanating from a point just left of the centre of the frame. Not a dramatic movement shot, but I think you get the picture. In the next shot, I spoke about way back in episode 4, in which I discussed panning, is image number 148. Taken some 5 years ago with my old trusty D30, I shot this young boy riding his bike through a park. I'd found a spot that people seemed to be regular passing on bicycles, and I thought I'd give it a try. And again, I'm not trying to go into detail here, I just want to sort of throw up a few examples, just to throw out some ideas, basically, just to get you kick-started. But I'm hoping that this is definitely not going to restrict the way you think about this. If you want to hear more information about panning, though, if you're not familiar with this technique, then it's a little old, but you could go back and listen to episode 4 again if you haven't already listened to it. The last image that I wanted to bring up as an example is number 137. And this is another pretty old shot, one from a morning in Tokyo train station. I was there to board the bullet train and I had a few minutes to kill, so I decided to take out my old G3, a Canon PowerShot G3, which I used to carry around with me a few years ago. And, you know, I was just sort of propped myself up there against a signboard and used a slow shutter speed with, you know, just sort of propping it up myself to avoid the motion blur, camera shake. But then, you know, what I was basically doing with the shutter speed, I can't talk today. Basically, I was, you know, allowing the subjects as they walked across the shot to just become very blurred, some almost, you know, unrecognizable. And really just sort of wanted to emphasize the rushing of these commuters on their way through the station out of the ticket gates. There are lots of other ways to show movement in photography, and I'm hoping that these really only like I say kickstart you. I'm hoping that you're also going to, you know, a lot of you are going to surprise me with lots of other ways to depict movement. You always surprise me in the quality of your images and the amount of images that I see that are also just totally moved away from what I'm thinking, and it's always refreshing to see what you guys come up with. So I'm looking forward again to another great assignment. A relatively quick one today. There's we've got a little bit more to talk about before we finish, but that's really it for the main topic. What I wanted to stress before we do wrap up for today is that I'd really like for you guys to read the guidelines for the assignment before starting to shoot your photograph. We seem to have a few people each month that enter images shot before the start of the assignment. Remember that this is not just like a photo contest. We're not doing this, at least the majority of us are not doing this to win the prize. It's, you know, that's really very secondary. And I'm sure even the people that are trying to win this as a contest are thinking that it's secondary. But, you know, the idea is to be getting out there and shooting with a purpose. The main goal and the main benefit is of getting involved is to get you thinking about something that you might not have already thought about and hopefully spark a new way of seeing or some creativity that you may have otherwise sort of just left dormant. I can appreciate that many of you will have come up with the same idea from your own bat in the past, and I'm not trying to start a whole new school of photography here. Really, it's just ideas and things to get us moving. So there's really no point in just going back through your old stock images and selecting one that you've already got there stashed away. Also, there was a little controversy about the rules around the merging of images in the last assignment. Again, you know, remember, I just really want you to read through the rules again. We've updated them based on sort of common consensus. Remember that the merging of images can only be used to overcome limitations of the technology, as in, you know, the limitations of the dynamic range of the current sensors. This is pretty much as you would, you know, what you normally want to do with using neutral density, gradual neutral density filters. But basically you're doing it in Photoshop by merging shots that, you know, that you've taken at different exposures. The general idea is that you're bracketing or something like that, and the images are of the same scene. So we really don't want you to be merging two shots that have different animal elements in them, so that you're introducing one set of elements from one and another from the other. Basically, that ends up in sort of cloning things in, but under another guise. So basically, you know, I'm not too worried. I know that we've had a big conversation in the forum and we're all happy with the outcome. And I have to say that the shot that raised this all was very, very good. So I'm not complaining at all, but please to stop frustration for not just me, but for the other members that really want to see us sticking to the guidelines. Please do go and read them again before you start to shoot for this assignment. And I'll put a link to these guidelines in the show notes so that it saves you rummaging around in the forum for them. But they are, it's right at the top of the assignment forum within, you know, the assignment area within the forum. at that's martinbaileyphotography.com. So if there's anything there as well that you do feel is unfair, you know, by all means, please do raise that in the forum, either in the assignment forum, general top, you know, the general chat, wherever you want. Raise the topic. And if the majority of the members think that a change is necessary, then I'll go with the flow. So with regards to the schedule for the movement assignment, all entries should be shot, as I say, after this point in time, which is Monday, the 25th of June, 2007, up until the end of the assignment on August the 5th, 2007. You'll be able to upload your images to the assignment album on mbpgalleries.com until the end of Sunday the 5th anywhere in the world, so you don't need to worry about time zones. That means that you have 6 weeks from now to get all creative with movement. From August the 6th, I'll start the voting system for 2 weeks as usual until the end of Sunday the 19th of August. And again, that's anywhere in the world, so don't worry too much about the time zones. So remember that the price for each individual assignment is a print of your choice, of the photo of your choice, from my online gallery, printed on the paper of your choice, even that expensive Epson professional paper. So then at the end of 1 year as well, this is the first assignment of the new year, which it's probably going to be around May next year, we'll be awarding a prize for, you know, this is really the grand prize for all accumulated votes from now until May next year. And from then, I will be trying to find over in the coming months a sponsor that will hopefully give us something as cool as the Lowepro camera bag that we gave away at the end of the last assignment. And, you know, really, that's it. You know, there's nothing really much else to worry about. Just really, please do go and read the guidelines again before you get started. So thanks again. I think I've said this three times today, but I'm really happy with the quality and the quantity of entries to this last assignment. So thanks again to all of you that entered and for those that voted. It's always great to see this community sort of growing and staying friendly, staying professional. And, you know, I'm just very, very grateful. I'm really looking forward to see what you make of this next one. Please do enjoy shooting for it, or at least in some way make it challenging for yourself. On another note, I've noticed that there are a few new listeners recently. Thanks very much for mailing with your comments and feedback, and sometimes just a, you know, great podcast. Thanks very much, and they're all welcome. I do always try to get back to everybody, even if it's just a few words. But, you know, I wanted to welcome all of the new listeners, whether you've mailed me or not. And I just wanted to really say hi and, you know, welcome to this show or the podcast. Remember that this is an M4A or an enhanced podcast, but also I release it on MP3 audio format. These are both made available by separate feeds, and both can be found in, you know, for subscription in iTunes. A link to the feeds can also be found at the top of the podcasts page at martinbaileyphotography.com. Just click on the podcasts link in the menu at the top of the page. The menus sort of open up when you put your mouse over them, but if you just click on the button itself, you'll go to the top of the podcasts page. There's also a lot of different ways to view the images that I talk about each week, but if you haven't figured out which way is the best for you yet, then search out episode 0, which I released towards the end of last year, way after episode 1. But basically this is just an explanation of all of the different ways that you can sort of use the podcast to the best of, you know, your listening style or your viewing style. If you have any feedback about the podcast, please do email me at info@martinbaileyphotography.com or private message me from the forum, or use the contact form linked in the menu at the top of the website. I'm always happy to hear from you, and I do try to reply to everyone, as I say, that mails me. If you have any questions or suggestions for topics, and you have a microphone on your PC especially, then it would be great if you could record your message using the Mobitalk applet on the top page at martinbaileyphotography.com. It's really easy to use, and it would be great to hear from you. Even if you just wanted to sort of record a greeting for me and the other listeners, that's fine too. I'll include it in a future episode for all to hear. Of course, I'll also take those kind of suggestions by email or any of the other methods that I've just mentioned. Finally, it's been a while since I've asked this, but if you do enjoy this podcast, I'd really appreciate it if you could go and locate the podcast in iTunes and write a review. And mailing your friends, family, relations, distant cousins, whatever, with a link to the podcast is also a great way to support me. The more people we get listening to the podcast, the more likely it is that I'll be able to get a great sponsor, either on a permanent basis or just to sort of give us a great prize, a nice piece of equipment or something, for the 2008 grand prize for the assignment. So that's it for this week. Good luck with the assignment and have a great week, whatever you do. Bye bye.
PhotocastNetwork.com, your photography resource in the podosphere. PhotocastNetwork.com.